그리는 I think some people got scared off because of the monsoon outside. I didn't remember how long the feature was supposed to be, so I prepared enough to do 45 minutes. So I'm rearranging my set list on the fly. This was written in 1964, credited to a guy named Jerry Landis. And Jerry Landis was half of a duo that had called Tom and Jerry that had a hit in 1963 called Hey Little Schoolgirl. It was a really cornball thing. Ooh, Papa Luchipa, are you mine? Give me a break. But anyway, they toured for a while on the strength of that one hit. And then they decided they wanted to do another record, but they wanted to do it under their own names. So they made a record called Sounds of Silence. Jerry Landis was Paul Simon. First time that was released, it bombed. So they went back in the studio and remixed it, and this time it was a hit. And back in those days, if you wanted to make an album, you had to earn it by having a hit single, because the record company in those days made the investment. You pay for it in the end, but they fronted the money. And they didn't want to risk investing money on a group that wasn't going to fly. But if you had a hit single, then they'd take the chance. So Simon and Garfunkel, on the strength of Sounds of Silence, earned the right to have an album. They pull up a few more of Paul's new stuff, a few traditional songs, and then Paul had to go back in his drawer and find some of his old material that he had written when he was Jerry Landis. And this is one of those, and it's a gem.
Thank you.
early church bell. Softly chime with a melody sustaining so long way to Jordan.
Fields of
bunny. And we'll tell the sun in his jealous sky, we walked in fields of gold. But we lay in fields of gold. When we walk on streets of gold. Back in 1956, there was a songwriter named Eddie Cooley. He'd had one hit, a thing called Ooh Priscilla, Eddie Cooley and Dimples. Another one of those songs, you know, you think back and you say, I used to like that. But anyway, he was a songwriter, and it's all with you. He started writing this song and had writer's block. So he asked a friend of his named Otis Blackwell to help him with the song. Now Otis Blackwell, and on this particular song, he had to go under a pseudonym for some contractual reason, I don't know why. But anyway, Otis Blackwell was a heavy hitter. Among the songs that he wrote were Don't Be Cruel, All Shook Up. Wrote a whole raft of them, he was very prolific. So he agreed anyway to help Eddie Cooley write the song. They finished the song and started shopping it around. They went to King Records. They wanted Little Willie John to sing the song. He didn't like it. But Otis Blackwell was enough of a heavy hitter, so he leaned on the president of King Records and told Little Willie John he was going to do it, whether he liked it or not. And it was a pretty big hit for him. Crossed over from the rhythm and blues charts into the pop charts and was in the top 20. 1959, fast forward. Peggy Lee decides she wants to do the song. But she worked for Walt Disney at the time. And she was afraid that the lyrics were too risque and would tarnish her squeaky clean image. So she wrote her own set of lyrics. Never took credit for them, never got any money for it. But she didn't get fired from Disney either. And the interesting thing is that most people think that hers are the original lyrics. Everybody who's covered it since then has used her lyrics. Now me, I don't care if it's risque or not. And believe me, when you hear the lyric, you're going to say, what? So I'm going to do the original lyric. But she ended it up better, so I'm going to finish it up the way she did. Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever. Fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime. Moon lights up the night. My heart lights up when you call my name. 'Cause I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, baby. Fever all through the night. Bless my soul, I love you. Take this heart away. Take these arms I will never ever use. Just believe in what my lips have to say. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever. Listen to me, baby. Hear every word that I say. No one can love you the way that I do, 'cause they don't know how to love you my way. I'll give you fever. When I kiss you, fever, when I hold you tight. Fever. Fever all through the night. Now you listen to the story. Here's a point that mustn't be made. Fever to make it give us fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give us fever. When they kiss us, fever when they hold us tight. Fever till we sizzle. What a bad way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a goofy way, man. Hit on it back then. But the definitive version for my money was done in 1943. Nina Horn did it in a movie in which it was the title song, and she really made it her own. Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my gal and I got together. It's raining all the time, all the time. Life is bare, gloom and mystery everywhere. Stormy weather. Getting my poor self together. I'm weary all the time. So weary all the time. When she went away, the blues walked in and met me. If she stays away, old rocking chair will be. Is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on, everything I had is gone. Stormy weather, since my dad and I lived together. Keeps ringing all the time. Keeps ringing all the time. I walk around heavy-hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Since my gal and I, we're together. Keeps ringing all the time. Keeps ringing all the time. Keeps on ringing. Oh. All the time. From the rim to the dregs, clear. It was a very good you.